This is Around the Table, where we explore the benefits of cooperative ownership. Today, we're talking to Joe Lardy. He's a market intelligence and insights analyst with CHS Global Research about the February World Agricultural Supply and Demand Report. Joe, what were some of your top takeaways here from the February WASDE?
Well, the February report is usually a pretty tame report with only some very small changes. And this month really did follow that same pattern. There was only one change to the bean balance sheet, nothing to corn, and only a couple small tweaks to the wheat market. However, the focus of this report was really on South America.
Yeah, Joe, all eyes have been on South American production numbers. Were there any surprises?
Well, I wouldn't really say that it was a surprise, but we did see some really large cuts to production once again this month. Brazil beans were cut by another 5 million metric tons down to 134. I mean, just 2 months ago, we were at 144 million metric tons. And, you know, this is two big 5 million metric ton cuts, both in the January and in the February report here. And I'm expecting we're going to see another big cut when we get to the March report as well. Argentina, we did see some cuts there as well. And we also can't ignore the production losses in Paraguay. You know, a lot of times we get really focused on just Brazil and Argentina, but Paraguay is a decent sized producer down there. And 2 months ago, their production was at 10 million tons. At today's report, their production is down to just over 6 million tons. So we've seen a 40% production cut in Paraguay in just 2 months.
Wow. Joe, how has this poor weather impacted crop progress in both Brazil and Argentina?
Well, the rains came too late. And what we're seeing is a typical La Nina pattern. And that pattern really affects kind of the southern areas of Brazil and Argentina. And of course, Paraguay is kind of sandwiched right in the middle there. And I think we're going to see some additional production cuts come next month as well. You know, the rains didn't start when they were supposed to. They've been too spotty. And the rains that have kind of come have been not helpful rains. They've just been much needed kind of subsistence rains. And kind of on a side note, speaking of the weather down there, the Paraná River is kind of the main artery for exports to leave kind of the inland of Argentina and make it out to the ports. We're at historic lows there. So they can't load as much on barges. They can't, you know, get that all the beans and the meal to the port. So I think that's going to really have a significant impact on Argentina's export program. And I think that's one of the things supporting the bean meal market a little bit here as well.
Well, talking bean meal, Joe, what do the latest soybean crush numbers and report estimates mean for U.S. producers who are still making production decisions for this year?
Well, the USDA increased the crush rate, which I expected, and we've really seen a really strong pace here, and kind of with all the new biodiesel facilities going on, I think we're going to continue to see that pattern. On the export side of things, the USDA didn't touch that number this time, and I think they're waiting to see just how these big production cuts in South America translate to more business here in the U.S. So I think it's coming. But they just didn't make that decision today. And so what that means for the farmers out there is I think we're seeing a really supportive underlying tone to these markets. And with these big production cuts to South America, I think we've raised that price floor. So I think farmers can have a little bit more confidence that the trading ranges we're in are moving up just a little bit higher. And I think the soybean market is really going to give farmers a good opportunity to market some beans at pretty strong levels. And frankly, they should be taking advantage of these good levels when they're presented to them.
All right. That's Joe Lardy, Market Intelligence and Insights Analyst with CHS Global Research. Thanks for joining us Around the Table. To learn more about the benefits of cooperative ownership, visit cooperativeownership.com.